This is VOA News. The remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Israel launched more airstrikes Tuesday on the Gaza Strip, while Palestinian militants fired rockets into Israel, killing two Thai workers in a packaging plant and wounding seven more people in a continuing wave of violence that has stretched for more than a week. An Israeli attack leveled a six-story building that housed bookstores and educational centers used by the Islamic University and other colleges. Israel warned the building's residents ahead of time of the impending attack, forcing them to flee into the pre-dawn darkness. There were no reports of casualties. The United Nations has said it has been actively involved in mediation efforts to try to end the violence. In the meantime, the UN said it was able to send dozens of fuel trucks, but no other assistance from its relief agency into Gaza. The world body voiced concern about Israeli strikes hitting civilian infrastructure in Gaza, along with the central COVID-19 testing lab and other health facilities. El Salvador's president on Tuesday played up his close ties with China, praising it for offering grants with no strings attached and COVID-19 vaccines. His praise followed the release of a U.S. government list of allegedly corrupt Central American politicians. A U.S. State Department report released by the office of U.S. Representative Norma Torres on Tuesday lists a close aide of President Nayib Bukele and his former security minister among those credibly alleged to have engaged in corrupt acts. The list also names six serving Honduran lawmakers, two current Guatemalan legislators, along with former officials. Apparently, in response, President Bukele announced a $500 million in public investments from China, in his words, without conditions.